March 30, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery, Our Faithful Friend. Opening prayer. Thank you, Father, for the gift of your Son, Jesus, through whom there is the gift of life and the hope of heaven. Read Mark chapter 14, verses 66 through 72. Peter disowns Jesus. While Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came by. When she saw Peter warming himself, she looked closely at him. "You also were with that Nazarene, Jesus," she said. But he denied it. "I don't know or understand what you're talking about," he said, and went out into the entryway. When the servant girl saw him there, she said again to those standing around, "This fellow is one of them." Again, he denied it. After a little while, those standing near said to Peter, "Surely you are one of them, for you are a Galilean." He began to call down curses, and he swore to them, "I don't know this man you're talking about." Immediately, the rooster crowed the second time. Then Peter remembered the word Jesus had spoken to him. "Before the rooster crows twice, you will disown me three times." And he broke down and wept. Reflect. Come before your Father in heaven as you are. There is no need to pretend to be any more or less. You are seen, welcomed, and cherished. This story is often used as a kind of cautionary tale. Don't be a cowardly, unfaithful friend of Jesus like Peter. But I don't read it that way. In fact, I find it profoundly heartening. Just a few hours before Peter's denials, Jesus told him what he'd do. By linking it to the cock's first morning crows, he made sure Peter would remember the prediction. Jesus was fully aware of how Peter would handle this situation and would go on to die for him, and he gave him a pivotal role in building the brand new church. For all Peter's good intentions and high hopes for himself, he buckled under the pressure. To his credit, he had followed Jesus into what amounted to a den of ravenous lions. But survival instinct kicked in, as it would for most of us, and he was forced to face the fact that he was not the friend to Jesus he thought he was. Any pride growing unchecked was decisively uprooted. From then on, he'd know God's love was undeserved and grace-filled, and therefore not vulnerable to his failings. For us, this story is a reminder that, as 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13 says, "If we are faithless, he remains faithful." Apply. Do you believe you are holding up your end of your relationship with Jesus quite well? Closing prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for your uncompromising friendship with me. Holy Spirit, convict me if there are ways I need to follow Jesus more faithfully or stand for him more zealously.